Jillian's Gutter Service.
Hey, Linda. This is David with Local Splash. I'm sorry I missed your last call. I was stuck in a meeting, so I apologize on that last one. But I definitely wanted to reach out to you because I just got wind that you were having some difficulties here with your Google Business profile.
Oh, we're having lots of difficulties because nobody's doing what they promised that they were going to do. We were already supposed to be on Google. They didn't contact anybody on Google. And so I said something, and then when they said something, Google said they have to move the LLC and it'd be up in 24, 48 hours. It's still not up yet. You guys keep promising us, we'll get this, we'll get that, we'll get leads. Okay, yeah, I got 3 leads since I've been with you guys, and 2 of the leads is the same fucking person. And they reached out to me on Angie's List as well. So I don't, my husband and I feel that you guys are not doing your job. You're not doing your part to what you agreed that you would do for us. And we want to cancel our contract and we want our money back.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't have a contract, right? So, you know, you don't have, there's not really a contract to cancel or any type of cancellation fees. There's nothing like that, right? So you don't have to worry about that one. Now, what I will say, Linda, is, it looks like we have been your liaison, right, with Google back and forth, getting your biggest business profile.
Let me tell you something, though. But you're also, not only that, you're also using photos that are not ours. And I strictly told somebody, do not use any photos unless I have sent them to you of his job. And yet there are still photos on the webpage and with the Facebook ad that are not ours. I don't want to take credit for somebody else's work.
I hear
we
you.
Have tons
so
of
then
photos
the
of
photo
his
on
stuff.
The absolutely, I understand. So I'm looking here at the site that we have up for you. So these photos of these gutters, they're not y'all's work? These are not y'all's
some
photos?
Some of them aren't. Some of them aren't.
Okay,
some
could you
his,
tell me which
some
ones
are not. I have to get up. Give me a second. Then my Facebook account from you guys that you took control of got hacked. My whole fucking computer got hacked.
Your whole computer?
Yes. I clicked on something that was on his page, on his Facebook page, and my whole computer was hacked. They could see me, they could hear me, they tried to gain access to my video camera. They had opened accounts in his name and in my name. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, for that to come through us, I mean, we're currently servicing over 10,000 businesses nationwide, right? We're not a small
company. Yeah, but you're also on the better bank. You're also on the business, Better Business Bureau. You got some pretty hefty, bad comments on those, and they seem to be the same comments that I have. The same issues
that
I have.
Yeah, and the reason being is because sometimes the Google Business Profile verification process, it can
okay,
be
this,
tough.
And okay, this
even
photo
us
right
being
here,
your liaison. Mm-hmm.
This photo on the homepage, that is not our route. He never did a one with the pool. That is not ours.
Okay, so with the pool. What I see on your website is the homepage, you're going to see a roof with like a little patio, and on the left side, it's like a blue tarp there.
The blue thing? Yeah, the blue tarp is a pool. He didn't do that. That's not one of the photos I sent you.
Okay. So I think I moved enough.
Okay, I did send that photo. Don't remember if I sent that photo or not.
Which photo would you like placed there on your homepage? Is there one?
I don't want any on my homepage because I don't want to deal with you no more. I don't want nothing.
I understand. And look, here's the thing, Linda. I mean, we have made progress with the Google Business Profile as your liaison. If we I would hate for us to take two steps forward and three steps back. And the reason being, because once we let go of that Google business profile, it's going to be that much harder for you to get it verified. We're already through
the door. It doesn't matter. The fact is that you guys told me weeks ago that it was going to be verified. And now the only reason why you guys gotten anything back from Google is because I called to complain about it. Last week, when I told them on last Tuesday, when I told them they had, 1 week to get a Facebook, Google up. They're like, okay. You didn't do that. You know, follow through on your word. So I'm canceling. My husband doesn't want to use your service anymore because you cannot follow through with your order.
Okay, so I understand. And we are trying to follow through with our order, right? So as your liaison with Google, we contacted Google and they got back with us. And they did let us know that they were going to be researching. It says that they appreciate the information they've updated. They've escalated the situation. This is from Google. So getting your Google business profile done, they're doing it, and we're getting it done for you. But it's, I mean, we can't just push a button and make them, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's
you
Google.
Told
they have their process.
When I first signed up that I would be on Google in two and a half weeks, it's been longer than that.
Yeah, so
see,
you're right. Right.
You
when
told
the
me a time frame. You told me a time frame, and you didn't follow through on that time frame. And then every time I call and talk to somebody, they give me another time frame, and that falls through. Then I call again, and that falls through. Y'all don't follow through on your orders. What you tell me you're going to do, you don't do.
I understand. Now, what I'm saying is, as your liaison with Google, we've absolutely followed up every single chance we've gotten. I have the direct responses from Google in front of me. You know, and these are responses from Google. We're not making these responses up. You know, they're right from Google.
Why
and we're
take
doing
my
everything
LLC
we can
off,
to get
huh?
you verified.
Why take my LLC off? Why?
Those are Google standards,
give me
not
an
ours. This is
that's
this is
not Google standards, my fucking ass. Because let me tell you something. There are other businesses on there that are startup just like my husband's is that have LLC at the end of them, too. Don't tell me it's a Google standard because it's not. I can look it up right here in my area.
If it wasn't, then they would let you verify your profile just the way it was. It would be verified already. But the reason why it got flagged is because for some reason they were not willing to verify it with LLC on it. It's not us not willing to verify it. That's Google. Google wasn't willing to verify with LLC on it, so we had to update it to meet their standards to qualify to be on their page. I mean, that's the way it works. There's not too much that anybody can do about that. You'll never be able to even call Google and get it done. Like, you can't talk to somebody with Google. I mean, they'll talk to, like, Pepsi or Walmart.
I can't talk to anybody with y'all either because y'all put me on hold for days at a time. I can't ever get a hold of anybody at your office. Anybody.
Yeah, as soon and you know, and I apologize for that. But what I will say, Linda, is as soon as I got your message yesterday evening, first thing I did this morning when I gave you a call. You know, that was the very first thing that was on the top of my priority when I found out that you had an issue. I gave you a call because I promised that I would be your account lead. And if you had issues, I would take hold of those, right? So now I'm seeing this issue that you're having. I'm speaking with James Swindersky right now, and I'm making sure that this has been followed up on. He's showing me all the screenshots where he's following up, and he's been liaisoning with Google and pushing everything to get it done as swiftly as possible. But Google's a very large network. They're the most powerful search engine on the face of the planet. What they're doing is working with so many companies, right? So obviously, yes, with some of these companies, we can get them they're verified within a day or two. No problem. Google, for some reason, didn't flag their business or their name or any of their accounts, any of their information. In this situation, for some reason, Google has flagged certain things, and we're having to cross those obstacles before we can get verified. But I promise you, we're the company that can do that for you, and we are doing it.
It
doesn't happen from one day to the next because that's impossible.
Well, you don't say that, and I've been with you long enough. I've been with this company long enough, and I've only gotten 3 leads, and 2 of them were the exact same person. Who reached out to me on Angie's List that refuses to answer my phone calls? So let me tell you something. My husband wants it done.
On your business profile? Yeah, I understand. But on your business profile, where it shows you that lead came from, Did it originate through a Google search? Did it originate from Facebook?
Two from Google Ads and one from website.
Okay. I'll tell you why. Now, remember, when you go to Angie's Leads, Angie's Leads gets their leads that they're selling to you at twice the cost from the first page of Google. So that same person that called you off the first page of Google also clicked on top 10 gutter services near me and became a lead and got resold to you again by Angie's List, because that's where they're getting their leads from, the first page. So that's exactly what I was telling you when we cut out the middleman, because you got that lead anyway on a flat rate of $249 without having to pay double for it. But it came through twice because you listed twice.
Actually, I got that lead before I got it to you. I just got that lead yesterday, I think.
So you just got that lead yesterday. Okay. Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the other things as a data service.
And he contacted me through Angie's List on the 28th of April.
On the 28th of April. Okay, so he might still be searching for services. Or maybe it was a Facebook ad that was put out and he clicked on there and became a lead for you, right? And these are some of the different avenues that we're using. I mean, when we're talking about the first 3 weeks of the service, we're in the first 3 weeks of the service. You know what I mean? When we're talking about investment and you talk to other companies that are on the first page of Google, I'm sure you're going to come across plenty and say, hey, we had some issues when we first came in getting verified, because it happens sometimes. Not every company is the same. But once we get past it and it's done, it's done. I know it can be frustrating. And because it's not just frustrating for you, for us as well, because we would like for every account to be as simple as submitted it, he's verified, boom, 2 days, they're good. It's just not the reality.
My biggest problem is A, you're using photos that are not ours. B, you're not listening to what I'm trying to tell you. And C, the other problem with the company is this. I can't ever get a hold of anybody when I want to speak to somebody. I either have to make an appointment for days later, or somebody has to call me back if somebody calls me back, which is no way to run a business, especially a marketing business. Number three, four, whatever number I'm on. I don't want your service. I don't. My husband's fed up with your service. He's fed up with the way the website looks. He's tired of it. We got hacked from Facebook when I clicked on something from Local Splash, and it froze my computer for over 2 hours, and this person who hacked my computer got all my information off my computer. They were listening in on my conversations. They had control of my cameras. They had control of my phone lines, my internet, my fucking everything. When I clicked on something that you all sent me through Facebook, I think that's pretty much what pissed me off the most is something that was sent from Facebook or lead or something that was sent from Facebook to me through his Facebook, and I clicked on it, and it was a fucking hacker made to look like you all and made to look like that.
Now, by any chance, do you remember what you clicked on, or do you have a link? I mean, the reason why is because we have an outreach team that can research these things. You know what I mean? We can research these things.
I don't remember what it was, to tell you the truth. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, we have
software to protect
businesses. Like, for sure. We've been featured on CNBC because of our software that we protect businesses.
Okay, here's one right here. Here's one from a Michelle C8. S-C-H-I-A-V-O-N-E sent you a message important. Notice that your meta count is going to go away. All these people with all these different names, we have openings as soon as today. Jillian's gutter service above the best. All these people that I don't even recognize their name have hacked into my computer system. And I guarantee you it was one of these motherfuckers that did it. But I don't click on their stuff. I don't mess with it.
Are they sending you messages?
I'm not going to do that again. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, your business is...
I got messages. I got posts. I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean... Okay, let me see.
there's just so much stuff in here from people that I don't even know that is like your account getting ready to be taken off and blah blah blah. Hold on 1 second, my husband's calling. Hello? Yes. Well, be careful, the rain's down for it. I'm on the phone with Local Splash right now. Local Splash. Bye. Alright, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I'm taking all the notes on everything that all the issues that you're experiencing, the people messaging you, the hacks that are coming through, you know, things like that, because these are definitely things that our company looks into, and we have protections for this. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's different things that we can do to protect you from these happening, and I know you're upset, you know, and I know that we've come so far along in the process of your Google business profile. You know, James just pinged me again, Mr. Swindisky, and he let me know that they did create they usually process the status in 5 days. He created a ticket, again, because it had been over the time within 5 days. They did reply to this a day ago, saying, and this was from Google, saying they needed 5 more business days to get it taken care of. And I mean, there's not much we can do, you know, other than continue our efforts to get you verified. But I can promise you, I mean, that's something that we are doing. I can maybe try to push out your due date a couple of weeks.
I already have it pushed out.
Okay.
I already have it pushed out to June 4th.
I mean, that way you can still get the full 4 weeks of verification, since it's already been, you know, we're on our third week. You've lost those first 2 weeks. You know, you still have all your services up and running. I'll make sure your website gets updated. For any reason, you need another extension, it goes past this other one. I mean, we'll continue to work with you. Like I said, we're about building this partnership.
How about
this? I want you to be able to see.
If you want me to stay with you and you want me to keep business with you and you want to continue to work with my company, you can give me 4 months free service. If not, it's done and I want a refund.
4 months
so
of free
it's your
service.
Choice. 4 months free service. No charge.
Okay. For 4 months of free service and no charge, I mean, I'm going to have to escalate that. Can I call you tomorrow morning with that?
Yeah,
that's
not
something
you
that I can
tomorrow
just
morning
do.
With that. Yeah.
Okay.
And if they won't give me four months of free service, then I want a full refund back.
Okay. Now I just got another. Okay, that's I understand, and I'm putting that in. I'll escalate it. Now we just got another 4 minutes ago from Google, and it says, "I am Diva from your Google Business Profile Support Team, Julian Scudder Services. After a few checks, I escalated the issue list. They issued a specialist team there reviewing the issue. I will get back to you at the earliest once I have an update from the specialist team." Okay. So then I'll escalate your situation one more time. I'll put down, you know, what you're asking. And then hopefully by tomorrow morning, we will have a resolution from our Google specialist as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Ms. Linda. And again, I sincerely apologize for, you know, the inconveniences you're experiencing, but I'll do everything I can to help you out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.